So we're on Daf Yud Zayin Amid Beis and Brachos in the Mishnah. We're going to try to do the Pshat according to different Rishonim in the lines of the Mishnah. No se hamita v'kivufeyem v'kivufeyem v'kivufeyem. When are the participants in the Levaya, specifically the pallbearers and the rest of the participants in the Levaya, parted from Kriyat Shema, and when are they parted from Tefillah? So Rashi says that no se hamita v'kivufeyem 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 v'kivufeyem. There are at least two, I think, three gersos in this Mishnah, so that makes it even, you know, a lot more complicated. Rashi's girsa seems to be that no se hamita v'kivufeyem, it depends on whether or not the lifnei hamita or achar hamita. Lifnei hamita, it depends on tzorach b'hem p'turim. It depends on whether, meaning, lifnei hamita means those who haven't carried the coffin. It depends on whether or not they are going to be needed to carry the coffin. If they are going to be needed to carry the coffin, then they're parted from Kriyat Shema before they carry the coffin, obviously. If they are not going to be needed to carry the coffin, then they're chayav in Kriyat Shema. Eshel achar hamita. So then it should be something like our gersa is not exactly Rashi's gersa. Afilu sorach ben chayav. Even if they're going to be needed again to carry the mita, or they carried it once, if they're going to be needed to carry again, even if they're going to be needed to carry again, they're still potter. Okay. That's how Rashi learned.
Where did you get the need for the before? I don't see that in Rashi. That need determines the pater akiyah.
That's how the Mishnah says. Sorach behem p'turim. That's the distinction between, according to Rashi, between lifnei hamita and achar hamita. Lifnei hamita. Rashi doesn't say it. He doesn't explain every word in the Mishnah.
But he does a lot of.
He does make the distinction that he. That's the distinction according to Rashi between lifnei. What else is the distinction between lifnei hamita and achar hamita?
Two guys are waiting, and one guy's, you have an achar and a lifnei. And it's going to go in 5 minutes. They're standing side by side. This one's already carried. This one hasn't. The guy who hasn't carried, he's putter. And the guy who has carried, he's higher. That's the case. He's distinguishing. They're both going
to
be needed.
No, but the Mishnah says that the guy who hasn't carried depends on whether they need him out. What does it mean? What does it mean? Tzorach behem p'turim.
Right, okay.
So Rashi learned tzorach behem p'turim. And that's Tosfos says Rashi's girsa is that if you haven't carried yet, so then it depends on whether they need you or not. If you have carried, even if they need you, you're still you're chayiv. Even if they need chayiv in Kriyat Shema, but part of the Tefillah. So the question to try to that's Rashi's shot. So what's the reason for that? Why are you chayiv in Kriyat Shema, even if they're going to need you? So Rashi says because he's already yotza yidei chavoso. What's the lashon of Rashi? Yotzu yidei chavoso menamei. Okay, that's what Rashi says. Tosus seems to learn a completely different shot in Rashi. Tosus learns, you know why he's potter? Because they're most likely going to need him. So then Tosus says, well, but it says that even if he needs him, they're potter. What does it mean? The reason why it parts according to the way the Tosafot learn Shat and Rashi is because they're not going to need him anymore. But the Mishnah says that even if they need him, he's still parts. That's how Tosafot learns Rashi. And Tosafot says it. You know, it doesn't make a lot of sense, that language. Tosafot himself says it doesn't make sense. Right? The Kach near Satosa says, the Temek Sat HaLoshon LeForish. Okay? It's a little hard. It's strange to learn Pshat and Rashi that when it says that even if they need them means because they're probably not going to need them, okay? But if you look at Rashi, Rashi didn't say that. And if you look at the Mordechai, which you saw in the last Rabbeinu Beis Yos, the Mordechai explains Rashi differently. He says, "What's the reason why you're potter from Kriyat Shema, even if they need you?" Because since you've done it already,
you're chayiv
in Kriyat Shema. I'm sorry, thank you. Why you're chayiv in Kriyat Shema, even if they need you, if you've already done it? He says, "V'hainu tama dechaven shenatsu also ein trudim kol kach b'mitzvah." For some reason, I can't explain this, but it's something to work on. It's you're no longer torah in the mitzvah, even though, in other words, normally waiting around for a mitzvah, you wouldn't be potter. It's not really osik mitzvah. The only time you're considered osik mitzvah is when you're actually doing it. So waiting around to do it is not considered osik mitzvah. But over here, even if you're not carrying it, if they're going to need you, you're part of the mitzvah because your Torah material is the mitzvah, right? It's like a person who's going to bury his dead person. He's not actually doing anything, he's part of it. But once you've done it already, this is by shot in the Mordechai, this is not what Mordechai said. Since you've done it already, so it's not such a, it's even though you're going to have to do it again, it's not so Torah that you are not able to say Kriyat Shema. That's how the Mordechai learns Pshat and Rashi. Different than the way Tosfos learns Pshat and Rashi. Okay? Fine.
The uncertainty factor.
Well, Torah is Oseik. I mean, if you're already fulfilled, that couldn't be an Oseik. No, Torah would make you
Oseik. No, but you may need to be Oseik. Rashi says even if you need to be Oseik again. In other words, even if you carried your Mitah, and now and someone else is doing it, but
right.
You've done your share, but they're going to come back to you again later. You're still chayv and kriyat shema, even though they're going to come back to you again.
You did the mitzvah already. Is it each carrying a separate mitzvah, or is it one mitzvah?
I don't know, but certainly you're going to do the mitzvah again.
Fulfilled once you've been involved, as opposed to the guy who's Misha Meso, his chayv is to get the guy buried. This
right.
Guy is just participation.
So you want
to
learn different shots in the Mordechai. You want to say that once you've done it, it's no longer a mitzvah.
No longer a mitzvah enough to make Oseik,
right.
Torah,
you
be Oseik.
You want to say it's really, a different
kind
of mitzvah.
It's not enough
okay.
To make Torah Oseik.
But he said he's not Torah.
He said he's not Torah.
They didn't say
he's not
tired enough to make Oseik.
Right.
That's all.
Okay. I'm just suggesting a shot in Rashi. Mark has a different shot in the way that Mordechai learns shot in Rashi. I'm sorry, Elliot. What were you saying?
I was going to say, could it be just that you've done the essential visa for the Shvarfu, but this is like a minor thing. You're still doing something good.
Well, you still haven't gotten him to the grave. He's still on the highway.
What you require? You've done your.
You've done your tour.
Right.
Right.
Well, a little extra, you know, it doesn't count the same way. It gets
say
so
that's
like
something
minor.
Maybe like Mark was trying to say. I don't know. I don't really understand it. Okay, so that's Pshat in Rashi. So that's Rashi's Girsa in the Mishnah. Rashi's Girsa in the Mishnah is that there's a distinction between beforehand and afterwards. That beforehand is only if they, beforehand it's what, it depends on whether or not they need you or not. And afterwards, you're chayiv no matter even if they do need you, right? But both those groups are Pturim min ha-tfila. Why are Pturim min ha-tfila? So Rashi brings two pshatim. One pshat is pshat of Rebbeim who say because that it's not really potter, it's just deferred. Means that since tfila has more time, so therefore eventually he's going to have to daven Shemona Esrei. And Rashi says it doesn't sound like the Lashon potter. Potter means exempt. It doesn't mean deferred. So he learned pshat that you know why you potter from tfila? Because is only the Rabbanah. So therefore the Chachamim made even the people who are not actually going to be used for the pallbearers, since they are pallbearers, they are going to be what? Potter from Tfila, since it's only the Rabbanah. That's the way Rashi learned Pshat. Okay, there's a lot to talk about in Rashi, but I want to go on to the other sheets. Tosfos has a different Girsa in the Mishnah. Tosfos' Girsa in the Mishnah is that there's no difference between Lifnei Mita and Achar Mita. It's really just two groups of people, but they're included, they have the same din. Whether before the Mita or after the Mita, it depends on whether or not they're going to need you or not need you. If they need you, so you're part of the Kriyat Shema. If they don't need you, so you're chayav in Kriyat Shema. By the way, I talk about Kriyat Shema, but the Rambam actually brings this din together with not just part of the Kriyat Shema, but Kol HaMitzvos. Kriyat Shema is just one of the mitzvahs. That's where the Tosfos is. And Tosfos is very simple. The next shita is the shita of the Rambam. And the shita of the Rambam is very different from both Rashi and Tosfos. And let's read the Rambam inside. Actually, let's read the whole Rambam. We'll read the Rambam in Kriyat Shema, which is the top thing in the handout, and we'll read the Rambam in Tefillah, which is the bottom thing. Ein motzina tameis v'kovar samach v'zman Kriyat Shema, ela im kein hoya adam gadol. That's the Gemara that you learned. That normally you don't take out an adam gadol, a person to be buried in the time of Kriyat Shema, because you're going to end up causing people to not fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. Unless he's an adam gadol. Why adam gadol is different? I don't know the answer to that. However, this halacha is not brought down anywhere in Shulchan Aruch or in a tour. And the Beis Yosef says, you know why it's not brought down anywhere in Shulchan Aruch or a tour?
Why don't
we follow it? Ronnie, why don't we follow this?
Because we don't know all the subjective.
Because as Mana said, we don't have an Adam Gadol that merits this kind of special treatment. We don't have an Adam Gadol who would merit us thinking about his Kavura and forgetting about the mitzvah of Kriyishma.
That's what they're saying,
sorry? That's what the Beis Yosef says inside, wow. Yes. He doesn't say quite as dramatically as I said it, but that's basically what he says. But this din that you don't bring out, you don't bury a mitzvah of Kriyishma because it may end up in causing you to not fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyishma, you don't do that by a regular person, but by Adam Gadol you do it, which is what the Gemara says. The Beis Yosef says that doesn't apply with Manasseh because you don't have such a person that...
Or you're unanimous.
When the Rambam says smoke was mine, does that mean they just wouldn't start a burial first thing in the morning?
They wouldn't start it. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch that you don't start a burial until Rol HaTzibur has already done. That's what's brought down. And I don't know if you have to wait for Kesher Torah, you have to wait. Exactly how long you have to wait, I don't know, but it says, I think it's just Rov HaTzibur's head. You don't have Levi until Rov HaTzibur's already done. That's what okay, that's the first thing in the Rambam. Vim Hishchilu V'Hotziyo V'Higiyaz Banakriya. Okay, obviously, the case of our Mishnah is talking about, right, where they did do it. Right? They did do it, because it's the whole question about whether they take Krishna. It means there's a Levi taking place for some reason. Either it's not global, or they just forgot about the law, or they whatever it is. For some reason, they did it in the time of Krishna. So what's that's the case of our Mishnah. So what's the halacha? They ain't alive in that they make. The whole group of people that are escorting the mess. Koshiesh lemita tzorach v'hem. Anybody who's needed for carrying of the mita, go nosei ha-mita v'chilufeyen. Those who are carrying the mita and all their alternates, ben shehayu lifnei mita, ben shehayu achar hamita, ketura makes no difference. The Rambam has no distinction in nosei hamita. Doesn't make a distinction between them before or after. Doesn't make a distinction between tzorach behem or tzorach behem. It means tzorach behem means that they are there to carry the mita. If you look in the Rambam Perash Mishnayos, you'll see. He explains it more differently. Look at in the Beis Yosef, the first large Beis Yosef. You could read the Rambam in the Perash Mishnayos. You see the third section? It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines up. Harambam the Perash Mishnah. You see that?
Lines up?
That's the first word.
Harambam is the first word.
Yeah.
You see that?
Yeah.
You see that, Mark?
Mm-hmm.
Harambam Perash Mishnah. V'imlo yeh min ha-mzumanim loseis hamita. In other words, he's not... So the din of anybody who's mzuman is going there as a pallbearer. Whether or not he's actually going to carry it, not carry it, whether they did it already or he didn't do it yet, whether they're going to need him or not need him, he's part of Mikriyashma. But if he's for those people that are not mzuman to carry the mita, the Lomina Ozrim, and he's not even from the Ozrim, meaning that the listener mito, Achamita, probably according to the Rambam, has to do with the people who are actually the main pallbearers, and those who are just the assistant pallbearers, the Ozrim. But the category of people, Shabbal Lelavoson, he's Levi, he just came to walk in the escort. Who chayav the Kriyashma? There, he is chayav the Kriyashma, the Hakol Turmanat Shila. And he says the reason they tell you to tell. Let's look at the Ram on the bottom. Nashu levadim time mechayam mitzvila. Fine. The whole issue pasim mikriyeshma. The general rule is anybody who's pasim mikriyeshma pasim benatzvila. Okay. There is an exception. What's an exception? The whole hamalavin es hameis. Those who are only there to do what? Escort the maze, but not to actually carry the mita. Afal pisha ein lemita tzorach
behem. What's malavin?
Malavin means escort. Levaya means to escort. All people did the escort the mace, Afa Pisha ain't let me to serve for him, even though they are not involved in the actual carriage at all, neither as the main carriers nor as the assistant carriers, the Ozrim, Peturim and Hatfila. And where did the Rambam get that from? So the Beis Yosef has a problem in the first Beis Yosef, but the second Beis Yosef, he says, is very clear. That's how the Rambam learned Shad in the Mishnah. If you look back in the Mishnah, the Rambam learned to follow. Now, I can't tell you exactly the gears that the Rambam had in the Mishnah, but I can tell you generally the idea of how he learned the Mishnah. Look at the Mishnah according again. Nosei Hamita, those who actually carry the Mita. V'chilufeyem, v'chilufei chilufeyem, those who the actual carriers or the replacements or the replacements, Eshel Lifnei HaMita, Eshel Achar HaMita, whether they're before the Mita or after the Mita. It doesn't have this Tzorech Behem means that they're there for the purpose of the Mita. That's what it means. It doesn't mean that you actually need them. Tzorech Mita means that that's what they're there for.
I'm missing that distinction.
That's how the Ram, you're looking around, that's what he says.
Yeah, but what's the difference between needing them and that's what they're there
for? It means that they're there, whether they're mezumen to do that, whether they actually need them for that, and whether they're actually going to do that makes no difference. They're there as pallbearers. They're in the pallbearers section.
It's just a definition of
Tzorech. They're in the pallbearers section. Pturim. Okay? They are Pturim. This is the Acha Hamita, the next thing the Ram has, the Eshe'en Hamita Tzorech Behem. It doesn't have Eshe'en Hamita. The Eshe'en Hamita Tzorech Behem, meaning what? That they're not there as pallbearers at all.
Okay.
They're in the audience section. They're just there as escorters. They are what? They are Chayavim. The Elu Elu, meaning what? Both the group of pallbearers, whether they're pallbearers that are going to be needed or just assistants or just on call, they are going to be Pturim and Atvila. The Elu, what's the second Elu mean? Those who are just there for escorts, they're also Pturim and Atvila. So where does the Rambam get this din from? He gets it from Ezrat in the Mishnah.
Where is he mentioning the whole...
One second, and that's what the Tur disagrees, because the Tur learns that what? Elu the Elu is referring to both the pallbearers that are still needed, and the pallbearers that are not needed. So where do you get the people who are not pallbearers at all? That's why he paskins that what? That people who are not pallbearers at all are chayiv in tefila. But the Rambam learns that the case of Tur and tefila is all pallbearers, whether they're needed or not needed. The case of enemies talking about him is not talking about pallbearers, it's talking about escorters. Escorters are Chayv and Kriyashma, but Elu ve'Elu, both pallbearers and non-pallbearers, are all Pturim and Atzilut. That's what the Rambam was
saying. According to how you understand, what words refer to those who are just escorters in the above? Which words?
I say the Rambam had some kind of a phrase in the Mishnah that says, ain tzorach behen chayavim, which means according to the Rambam, those who are not there for the purpose of the
Mita. But which group we had before? We have no sein hamita, b'lchalt, and all those groups. Which
it's one group.
They're all
the levayim are not mentioned.
No, they're not mentioned there. They're not mentioned until it comes to ain hamita tzorach behem. That's the first thing is the pallbearer group. And then you have the Eina Mitzvah.
I'm sorry, thinking of the Elu of a group that never was mentioned before in the Mishnah.
No, it is.
Where?
I'm asking. You have Nosei Hamita V'Chilufeim V'Chilufeim. You have Lifnei Hamita L'Achar Hamita.
Right. These are all Tzorek.
Those are all pallbearers.
Tzorek.
What?
What he would call the Tzorek. The ones that were necessary. Pallbearers.
Pallbearers.
Right.
That's Tzorek Hamita, right.
Right.
If you ain't Tzorek Hamita,
it's not a person.
He doesn't say it in the Mishnah, but our Mishnah. But he has something like "V'she'ein tzorach b'mit tzorach v'hem chayavim," meaning people who are not pallbearers, but are just there to escort. They are chayav in what? In Kriyashma. Elu ve'elu, both the pallbearers and the non-pallbearers are all pturim and atzilut. That's what I'm going to say. We'll stop over here.
I'm not happy with the wrong.